Hello everyone. Welcome back to AWAI's teleconference series. Today, we're going to talk about a 10-step formula for autoresponder success with the master of autoresponders, Jay White. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome. We're delighted that you're here. Let me say a few brief words about Jay and turn this over. Mr. White honed his copywriting skills in the radio and catalog market, and skills that were very useful when he discovered email autoresponders. Jay knows how to craft short, hard-hitting copy that immediately gets the attention of its audience and quickly makes a connection, delivering results both to the reader and to the client. In his stellar, albeit quiet, rise through the copywriting ranks, Jay had the pleasure of working with some great marketing and copywriting gurus, including Alex Mandozian and Rich Sheffrin. Alex Mandozian calls Jay the best autoresponder copywriter I've ever seen, and Rich Sheffrin has courted him to be an exclusive copywriter to his team. Today, Jay is going to share his secrets of writing this kind of email copy, and I turn the mic happily over to you, Mr. White.
Well, thank you so much, Denise. I always blush a little bit when she introduces me because she uses words like master and all this. And, you know, I'll be honest with you guys. If everybody's listening, first of all, welcome. I appreciate you joining me on this Tuesday. And we're going to have a lot of fun today. We're going to jump right into it. But, you know, when she uses terms like that, I always get a little bit embarrassed because I honestly don't feel like I'm any more talented or any more of a guru type of a guy than anybody I've ever met that's also a copywriter. Honestly, I've been to the boot camp, the web intensive. I've met a lot of other AWAI copywriters, and I tell them the same thing. You are no different than me, okay? I'm just a guy who found something that he could do very well and kept improving on it, and, you know, got some good clients, and now I'm in a place where I can teach others how to do it too, okay? And there's no reason why you can't be where I am in a year, in 2 years, in 3 years. I mean, you could be teaching something of your own very soon and doing it very well. There's nothing special about me. I don't have a great, I don't have a Harvard education. I don't have a huge line of marketing background. I'm just a normal guy who grew up in the Midwest and found something that he liked to do and is now blessed enough to be able to teach it. With that out of the way, I want to again thank you for joining me today. It is a glorious spring day here in Southwest Missouri, and I'll be honest with you, I was just telling Denise this, my golf instincts are crying out as I look outside on the sun and the beauty of springtime here. And so after I get off this call, I might have to sneak out and hit a few balls. I don't know. But anyway, if you have never heard of me, that's okay. A lot of other people haven't. But let me tell you a little bit about me. I've been writing copy for about 10 or 12 years now. I didn't come up through the sales letter ranks, okay? I didn't write for Boardroom or Agora or anything like that. In fact, I couldn't even tell you what a sales letter was until a few years ago. I was an in-house guy that wrote copy for, radio stations, places like that, catalog companies, these types of places, okay? This is what I thought a copywriter did. You write these funny little things and these short little blurbs that sell things to people, and then you moved on to the next thing. I did that for quite a while, and then I discovered this huge market for direct response products online. Okay, I didn't even know this existed. So I'm looking at this and I'm checking it out and I'm thinking, wow, these people are making a ton of money doing what I've been doing for years. And they're writing something called a sales letter. Well, the more I looked at it, the more I thought, you know what, I could write these sales letters. This is basically just extending what I already do, right? So I hung my shingle in January of 2006. Declared myself a freelance copywriter, and went off to make my mark in sales letter writing. And to be honest, I had some success with it. I was not doing too badly at it, but, you know, I didn't enjoy it. I did not enjoy it as much as what I had been doing, which was writing the short copy, the radio spots, the catalog spots, the ads, these kind of things. So I'm thinking, you know, this is a highly lucrative market, and I can see where I can make a lot of money in it, and I do it pretty well, but boy, it's like pulling teeth to write these sales letters. I don't know about the rest of you, but when I sit down to write a sales letter, it's almost a grueling experience, okay, because you sit there day after day after day after day, and you struggle over words and headlines and subheads, and do I go in this direction, that direction, and it seems like it never, ever gets done. And by the time you get finished with it, the time you actually get finished with it, you're almost exhausted. So I thought, you know, this is great, but there's got to be a better way. And that's when I met a guy named Alex Mondozian. Alex was a big-time internet marketing guru who happened to be looking for somebody to write autoresponders and emails for him. And when he and I met in a very interesting manner, which I wish I had more time to tell you about it now, but possibly later, he saw that I had a lot of experience in the short copy field, especially in catalogs. When he heard that I was a catalog writer, he basically offered me a job to write some emails and autoresponders for him on the spot. All right? So I was just ecstatic, of course, because this guy was a big-time internet marketing guru, and I was a nobody at the time. So I went and did these for him, and he was completely blown away. I wrote 10 emails for him for a product launch that he was having, and he was completely bowled over by my own copy. And he told me, you need to focus on this. This is where you need to establish your niche. And since then, that's what I've been doing. I've been branding myself as the email and autoresponder copywriter to the internet marketing guru crowd. And that's how I've been able to get clients like Jeff Walker and Rich Sheffrin and Stephen Pierce and a whole host of other people who have used my services in the past, okay? So as you can see, I've been able to launch a very lucrative career out of writing short copy. But, you know, the real reason that all happened is because I had come up in an area where short copy was king when I was writing for radio, when I was writing for catalogs, when I was writing TV spots and billboard copy and these kind of things. I had cut my teeth as a copywriter in these areas. So when it came time to write emails and autoresponders, I was basically applying what I already knew to a different format, okay? And that has been what has made me such a proficient email copywriter, okay? Now let me tell you a little bit about short copy. Like I said, if you've ever struggled over a sales letter, then you know just what I was talking about a few minutes ago, how grueling of a process it can be. Now, what's great about short copy is it's so much easier to write, and it's so much more fun to write because it's so much more, it's quicker, you can crank it out a lot quicker than a sales letter, right? With an email, you're talking about something that's maybe 500, 600 words as opposed to 5,000 or 6,000 words, okay? So now you can put an idea down in an email, get your idea across, you know, get your sales message across or whatever you're trying to do for your client. You end it up and you go to the next email. You don't have to ponder over the same things, the same track of thought like you do in a sales letter, okay? You get to take one idea and write an email or an autoresponder for it and finish it up, and then you can move into a completely different idea, a fresh idea, a different approach. And that's what makes email and autoresponder copywriting so much fun, guys, because you get to write about a lot of different things in a lot of different ways, and you don't get bogged down in the whole sales letter mindset, all right? So you just move from thing to thing to thing to thing, and everything's fresh, and it's always fun, and it happens so much faster. Plus, when you write faster, obviously, you can make a lot of money faster, okay? Let me kind of show you a little example of that here. This is what I like to call my, you know, fuzzy map. So so to speak, but actually it makes a lot of sense.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know that Rachel's the special guest has joined us.
Oh, good.
And special guest, I want you to mute yourself. We hear you typing, please. So that's star 6 would be lovely. And you can check your email if you have any questions. Sorry to interrupt you, Jay, but I...
No, that's fine.
All right, carry on.
I'm glad you reminded me, because that's another thing about this call, which is so cool. And here I go off talking about myself. Totally forgot to tell you, we do have a special guest coming up in a few minutes. I'm going to bring her on. She's a copywriter, too. And she just went through my autoresponder apprentice program, and she has some amazing results that she wants to share with you today. Okay, so I'm going to bring her on in a few minutes. But first, let me jump back on to what I was talking about, all right? We're talking about how much money you can make as an email and autoresponder copywriter, okay? For example, for most of my career, I charge a lot more for them now, but I did charge $500 per email that I wrote for clients, okay? So, and I could sit down and write an email in about, I've done it in as quick as 10 to 15 minutes, and I've done it in as long as, 2 hours, but for the most part, about 30, 40 minutes maybe on an email, okay? So let's say a client comes to me and they want a 7-email series, a follow-up series for somebody who has opted in for some kind of freebie online and seen a sales page, but they haven't bought yet, okay? So what my task was to write a follow-up email series for the prospects who have not bought yet. So let's say there's 7 emails in that series. Now, if it takes me 30, 40 minutes, let's just say an hour. Let's just say it takes an hour for me to write one of those emails. Well, that's about 7 hours of work. And to me, I don't want to sit down and do 7 hours of work in one day. I want to sit down and do maybe 3 hours, And then I want to go play golf, or I want to come out here and play, Beatles Rock Band with my kids, or I want to take my wife to lunch, or do some of the cool stuff that a copywriter's lifestyle allows you to do. So let's just say that this series takes me 2 days to write. If I've got 7 emails at $500 a piece, that's $3,500 for about 7 hours of work. Okay? Now, compare that to a sales letter. Compare that to how much time, sweat, research, effort, blood, tears, insert another word here. Compare that to what you go through writing a sales letter, okay? And to be honest with you, if you're a copywriter who's just starting out, you're probably not getting $3,500 for a sales letter yet, okay? But, for me, if I could sit down and crank out 7 emails in a couple days and make $3,500 just like that, all right? Now, how would you like to sit down and make $3,500 a week? I mean, do the math. That's the kind of math that happens in my office all the time, because this is what I do, all right? So there's no reason why you can't do it too, and I'm going to show you how to get there in just a few minutes. Now, when we're talking about copywriting fees, let's just say you're already a copywriter, which is great. Congratulations. I pat you on the back. You are in the greatest field ever, if you ask me. I love what I do. I love the lifestyle that it allows me to lead, and I love teaching other people about it. Okay, so if you're a copywriter, let's say that you have already contacted a client, or they have contacted you, and you've worked out a deal for a sales letter. Now, here's how you can add up to 50% or even more to your copywriting fee without hardly doing anything, okay? This is how this works. When they ask for a sales letter, you don't just want to stop there, okay? You know, if they ask you for a quote on a sales letter or whatever, say, fine, yeah, let's get on the phone, let's talk about it, but you are not going to sell them just a sales letter. You don't want to be just the copywriter to your clients. Okay, you don't want to be the person that writes the cool marketing stuff. You want to be a cherished marketing consultant, somebody that they come to talk about, entire campaigns and themes and ideas and, and, and brainstorming. You want to be a valued piece of the marketing puzzle, all right? When you achieve that status in a client's eyes, it's, let's just say that it's a lot harder for them to let you go, you know, as opposed to just a guy who freelances and writes for me every once in a while. You say, got to cut the budget, this guy's got to go. But no, but when you're a part of the team and you are an integral piece of the marketing process, then it's going to be a lot harder for them to cut you loose if they need to for some, you know, if they're doing some cuts or whatever. So that's where you want to get. You don't ever want to stop just being, you know, just being the copywriter. So when they start talking about sell letters, you want to say, you know, hey, wait a minute, let me look at all your promotional materials and see how everything works together. We want to make sure that the whole process leading up to the sales letter is working for you, because if there's a hiccup somewhere along the way, obviously a sales letter isn't going to do the job that it's supposed to be doing. So, you know, take a look at their landing pages, okay? Take a look at their thank you pages. And especially, ding, 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 follow-up emails, all right? What you want to do is you want to sell them on how good or how a good follow-up email series can bring literally waves of visitors back to their website and to their sales letter, right? Okay, because we all know that the first visitor rarely is going to buy. You know, most of the time, 98, 99 out of 100 people are going to visit a sales letter and go, eh, no thanks, for some reason or other, right? Okay, so how do we get those people back to the sales letter to take a look at it again and see it in an entirely different way? That's where you come in with a follow-up email series, okay? So what you want to do is these follow-ups will bring them back in a different state of mind, in a more buying mindset, and that's what you're going to set up for them in your email series, okay? So this is how you can add a follow-up email series to a package. All right, let's say you're charging $2,000 for a sales letter, right? And you charge $100 a piece for emails, which is a very fair price to charge for emails when you're starting out and trying to establish your, you know, your reputation as an email and autoresponder copywriter. All right? Now, if you've got that $2,000 sales letter and you say, Mr. Client, you know, there's a great way that I know of that's proven that you can follow up with your customers and bring many of those people who said no the first time back to your sales letter and to give it another look. I can craft a 7-email series for you that goes back to these people and positions your product in a different way in each different email so that they'll come back to that sales letter in a completely different frame of mind and have a better chance of buying, right? So if you say that, I mean, what's your client going to say? They're going to say no. No, no, no. They're going to say, wow, that would be great. Okay, now you've just sold them another $700 worth of services, of your services, right, on top of that $2,000 sales letter, which is basically a 30% increase in your profit for just what is going to entail maybe 2 more days of work, right? Okay, and it goes up from there. Let's say you charge $150 for each email. All right, now we're up to $1,050 for a 7-email series, or more than 50% increase in your initial $2,000 price, right? So all of a sudden, you've just added another $1,000 to your fees for what's going to constitute to be just a little bit of work, more work, and your client is ecstatic about what you've told them and how you're going to help them do this and bring clients back. Customers back, so they're not worried about spending more money, okay? And you're going to make more money in the process. This is very easy. What you do is you just position the additional expense with numbers. I mean, you're talking about numbers, so position the additional expense with numbers. Let's say that they have 5,000 people who have opted in for a product and seen their sales letter, but only 2% have converted. Let's say it's a $97 product. So if 5,000 people came, 2% converted, That means there was 100 buyers. They made $9,700. Now, what you can do is you can say, I can craft a follow-up series that can bring another 2% back to your sales letter and double your conversions. Okay, and that's very conservative numbers, all right? We're talking very conservative numbers here. But that's the kind of thing that gets a client's wheels turning, all right? So if your follow-up series brings 2% more buyers into the fold, that's an additional $9,700 profit, and all of a sudden that $700,000, $1,500, whatever they just spent on emails, doesn't seem like that much money, right? Especially when you say the words, double your profit, okay? And like I said, that's conservative email, or that is really, really conservative numbers. I mean, one well-written email for a client can generate literally tens of thousands of dollars in profits. I mean, I've written emails, I wrote one for somebody that generated about $45,500, one email for a client. Another one has produced over $100,000 just from one mailing. You know, the right message, the right offer from the right client, and it all worked together, and next thing you know, there's six figures in somebody's pocket. Okay, now, do you think your clients would dig that? You think your clients would like would like to be able to hire you to write emails that brings in tens of thousands of dollars into their wallets? I mean, that's really a no-brainer. Now, one of these emails, and I'll just a real quick story here, is how I got the call from Jay Abraham. Okay, I had written an email promoting one of his products for, it was actually an affiliate email, but promoted one of his products, and I'd written it, sent it off to the client, left the house for some reason, came back later that afternoon, and my wife said, I think you're going to be interested in the message on the machine. And so I go and I hit play, and out comes Jay Abraham's voice, right? And he says, hey, Jay, I just wanted to let you know I'm really, really happy with the email copy that you wrote. You know, it generated this much, many thousands of dollars in sales just from that one email. You know, thanks so much. You did a great job, and looking forward to, you know, doing more with you soon. So, I mean, the guy called me personally in my little house here in the Missouri Ozarks to thank me for the email copy. And Jay Abraham's one of the biggest marketing gurus around. So, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that happens, though. These are the kind of results I'm talking about, and these are the kind of things that can make a client go, wow, this is amazing. What can we do next? Okay? Now, I told you earlier about my 10-step, the 10 essential elements of a good email, and I'm going to give those to you right now. I'm going to fire these off pretty quick. So, you know, just kind of scribble them down as we go, okay? The 10 essential elements to a good email or autoresponder, okay? First of all, establish some parameters. Before you start writing, make sure you know who you're writing to, make sure you know what you want to accomplish with the email, make sure you know how you're going to get them, which meaning the reader, to click on the link and go to the actual sales message. You're not trying to sell them anything in an email. All you're trying to do is get them interested enough so that they click on a link and go back to a sales page. Okay, so establish some parameters. Number two, you want a compelling, interesting subject line. And we could talk for hours about subject lines. And I devote quite a bit of time in my autoresponder apprentice program to subject lines because they're that important. However, we don't have time today, so what I will tell you is that you want a subject line that sticks out from everything else in the whole inbox, right? You want something that's compelling, interesting, something that just says, I want to open this, and I want to, you know, make sure that I see what's going on here. And again, like I said, we go into a lot more detail inside my program, but compelling, interesting subject line is essential because if it doesn't get open, it doesn't get read. All right. Now, once it does get opened, you want an opener that sucks people in. That's number three, an opener that sucks people in. An opening statement is your first couple of lines. Now, if you've got them to click on the email, that's great. But if they don't read the email, then everything you've done is basically lost, right? So what you want is an opener that sucks people in. You want a statement that says, keep on reading. Keep on reading. And that's the third element of a good email, okay? What you want them to keep on reading is the story. You want a good story that brings people into an email and makes them keep on reading, okay? So what you want is something that is relevant, something that is interesting, something that really draws them into the story and makes them keep on reading. Okay, once you are through with the story, we move on to number five, which is the transition. Now, after your story, you want to transition into what I call the specific want, need, desire, or problem that your prospect is experiencing at that point, okay? We're going to focus on one thing. We're not going to focus on a bunch of things, okay? We're going to focus on one particular want, need, desire, or problem, okay? And your story will transition into that problem. And what will happen is there'll be a little tie-in from your story to your transition, something that kind of ties these things together and relates them in some way, shape, or form. And we talk a lot about this in the program, but that is number five, the transition into a want, need, desire, or problem that your prospect is experiencing. Once you do that, we move on to number six, which is bringing the pain front and center, okay? Bringing the pain front and center. This is an old sales letter tactic that a lot of people use, and I'm sure a lot of you have used as well, of, you know, making the person really feel the ugliness of their problem, you know, bringing the pain up, showing them how much they need the product that you're trying to sell them, and, you know, basically just saying, look, you have an issue here, and I have the answer to that issue, okay? We do the same thing in an email, all right? Once we do that, we position the product as the savior, and that's number seven, okay? Number seven of the 10 essential elements is positioning your product as the savior. You go in, you say, dun-da-da-da, product is great, super product has come to save the day. And then you back it up with features and benefits that support your promise that you're making as far as this product will solve this particular want, need, desire, or problem that you're experiencing, okay? So we position the product as a savior. We back it up with some features and benefits that support this promise. And then number nine, we wrap it up with a close and a call to action, all right? A good close is essential to a good email. It's kind of like when people read a story, they want, you know, a nice, tidy ending at the end or if they watch a movie or something like that. Same deal in an email. If you can wrap it up and have a nice little tidy ending and a good call to action there, that's going to do wonders for driving people to the links inside the email and to the sales message in which they're intended to go, okay? And number 10, we always have a P.S., all right? We always have a P.S. at the end of our sales message. And in the P.S., we want to hit on the high points again. What I like to do in a P.S. is include something about the guarantee or maybe something about a special bonus that's going on or maybe something about a limited-time offer, these kind of things. You know, this is your last chance in an email to really push them off the fence and get them to go back and visit the sales page. So you want to hit a high point in your PS whenever you can and, you know, give them that last opportunity to go. So that's kind of how I write an email right there. And I know that's quick, and I know I kind of blew through it, but those are the 10 essential elements of a good email that I use when I'm writing, okay? So, you know, there's lots more to it, obviously, you know, like how to structure each element so it flows smoothly into the next and where to put the links so they, you know, they're most likely to get clicked and how to come up with killer story ideas, you know, secrets to a good transition and lots more. Now, you know, again, I cover all that in the course, and I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But right now, I want to go ahead and bring in our special guest. This person is, you know, following the same formula and making big money writing emails and autoresponders, I mean, literally right out of the gate. And Denise, I think you have an introduction for us, don't you?
I do.
Okay.
First, I want to make sure our special guest is still there. If you are, Rachel, just say hi, and you can press star 6 if you muted yourself.
Hi.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rachel Carl, and she is a copywriter, just like you. But Rebecca describes her slightly differently. She says she's also a copywriter who has solid writing and is able to deliver what she promises on time. That's the first goal for all of us if you are interested in becoming a go-to copywriter. Rachel Carl has been a member of AWAI since April of 2009, not that long ago, when she got the six-figure copywriting program. She looked around at different niche areas, and she discovered Jay White's Autoresponder Apprentice Program. And as she says, she hasn't looked back since. In 2 short months after finishing Jay's program, Rachel landed 4 retainer clients, one of whom was so happy with these emails that he referred Rachel to 5 other people. Rachel lives in Oregon with her husband and her 3 children, and she is joining Jay on the call today. Welcome, Rachel.
Thank you. I'm so sorry for all the typing before. I was a little bit nervous, so I was typing some of my what I was going to say today. I'm
well,
new
see,
to being on this side of the call.
No, I just thought that that's what a copywriter does, work all the time. So we're delighted that you're here and taking time out of what is now a busy schedule.
Yeah, well, thank you. I am honored to be here.
Thank you so much, Rachel. I know this is the first time you and I have got to speak. We've talked a little bit via email. And I got to tell you, I have been so excited about talking to you today because you should have seen this email we got from her, guys. It was amazing. I was reading this thing. My jaw was on the floor. I'm like, wow, this gal is really, she gets it, and she's going out, and she's getting the business, and I can't wait to talk more about, you know, what she's doing. So, again, thank you so much for joining us today. I got a few questions for you, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, you joined AWAI in April of 2009, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. What were you doing before then? Were you writing copy at all, or was this something that you just kind of jumped into?
Well, I've been an on-again, off-again copywriter just out of necessity because my parents had their own business and needed somebody to do their newsletters and their promotions for them, you know, growing up as a kid. And then I became a teacher for 6 years and didn't really have anything to do with copywriting. So really only full-time for the last year.
Okay, okay. And now, were you writing sales letters, that kind of thing, and promotions up until the time that you bought Autoresponder Apprentice?
I was, yeah.
Okay.
Right after I did the six-figure copywriting course last April, I got a client that I did a lot of work for last year, and I had a few other just one project clients as well. So, yeah, I was doing some things like that.
Okay, okay. So you see this program in the AWAI stable of wonderful programs that they have, and what were you thinking? I mean, what was it that made you to jump in, you know, and see what this autoresponder thing was all about?
Well, it was really when you said, I was listening to your teleconference a few months ago, and it was really when you said writing those sales letters and long copy, you know, sales letters is like pulling teeth. It's exactly like that for me. I just had such a hard time dragging that kind of copy out of myself, but
mm-hmm.
I had so much fun writing email promotions just
mm-hmm.
to promote my own business. And I didn't even realize that it was an area that you could actually make money doing.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, that's so funny is I meet more and more copywriters who say the same thing you do. They say, you know, I'm so glad that you came up with this program because I hate writing sales letters. It is. It's like pulling teeth. You know,
yeah.
I think there's a lot of copywriters out there that are right now that are probably listening to this and nodding their heads, because they feel the same way that you and I do about
right.
the struggle with sales letters. So what was your impressions of the autoresponder apprentice program? I mean, did you have a favorite part, or was there something that really jumped out as an aha moment for you?
Well, right from the get-go, I think it was in the very first module, just where you talk about some of your, you know, your ninja tactics, like what you talked about today, the 10 steps that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Just asking the question, you know, this want, need, desire, or problem is a lot like blah.
Yeah,
That to me was to put such a light bulb on for me as being able to write the email in such a way where you position it with something that's totally unrelated and you just tie it in, and it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Wow,
so that
beautiful.
Was kind of my favorite part, yeah.
Beautiful, that's a term I haven't used from my system. Well, thank you.
Well, I think I liked it so much because I love writing stories, little short
mm-hmm.
stories, and
mm-hmm.
so you can write a little short story, and it's really creative, and you feel like you're doing, you know, creative nonfiction or something like that, and so I thought
yeah.
that was really fun.
And that's really an important piece of what I teach. You know, the email writing system that I teach is something that's a little bit different from what a lot of other people are teaching, because it's more story-based, it's more personality-based, it's more relationship-based, and
mm-hmm.
it's a lot more fun to write because you get to put, you know, a lot of your heart and your soul into it, as opposed to just thinking, well, I got to sell this product, or well, I've got to move these people from A to B. You get to really inject yourself into the personality of who you're writing for. And that makes it so much more fulfilling and so much more fun for writing. So now you've went through the program, and tell us about, I know this is the part that everybody's waiting for, tell us about how you got your first client.
Okay. Well, I have to admit, it was, I took one of your emails that you used with AWAI to promote the program, the autoresponder program. It was entitled Vroom Vroom. And
okay,
I said,
yeah.
Oh, man, I love that email. So I used it as kind of my little swipe file email. And I contacted this guy who's an up-and-coming internet marketer, and I used it as kind of my formula to write
okay.
an email to him. But it wasn't really like I was trying to sell myself. I actually used one of his programs that he sells to people, and I took that email and I sold his program to him.
Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
Well, that's what I guess I was just talking to somebody else yesterday who was asking me, so what did you do? And I said that, and she goes, wow, I've never thought of that before. So I kind of sold his program to him, and I said, you know, well, this is, your blah blah product is a lot like that, you know, when the way I positioned the whole story and then said, guess what, your product is a lot like that, and I'd like to write promotions for you. So, you know, contact me and I'll give you some references. I can show you samples of my work, blah, blah, blah. The email was probably about between 600 and 700 words long. He emailed me back right away, and he said, I don't need to see any samples. I don't need any references. I can tell you're a solid writer, and I'd like you to actually handle all of my email promotions.
Holy
smokes. For me.
So you're saying he not only hired you on the spot, he hired you to basically do everything for him from that moment on.
Right.
From that
and
one email, from that one email
yeah.
contact that you made.
That's right, and so we just negotiated. I know. I was dancing around the house. It was funny because he actually, I know, well, he told me he gets hundreds of emails every single day that he has to read. They're not just, you know, junk mail or little things he signed up for, but he has to read them. And he said, normally I'll read the first line of the email, and if I don't like it, I'll delete it, or if I like it, I'll forward it on to one of my other people to handle it for me. And he said, but I read the first line, and then I read the second line, and then I read the third line, and before I knew it, I was at the bottom of your email.
Yeah, see, and that is my main goal in every email that I write. And everyone that I teach, I say, you've got to get them to read the next line, because if they don't keep going through the email, then they're not going to take the desired response. And so you pulled it off. Oh, that is so awesome. Okay, so you got him, and you've got that job. Now what happened after that?
Well, I kind of used the same formula to contact. Basically, what's worked for me is just directly contacting people that I say, oh, you know, it'd be kind of interesting to work for that person.
Uh-huh.
And I'll send them an email using a similar formula. And then I've gotten several other clients from that. Three on a retainer basis as well. One is handling all her email promotions. Also, I do other things for her on top of the email promotions that I was able to, you know, expand the project from there. But
right.
But my favorite part is definitely the email promotions. So, yeah, so I just kind of promoted to several other people and got them.
That is so awesome. And you've got four retainer clients now, is that correct?
Yeah, two of them are smaller. They just have me do a monthly email for them, just one email a month out to their clients. And then I have two that are larger that I do a lot more for. And
okay.
Then I have several other kind of project by project people that I've been able to get to.
Sure. So it's not just the four retainer clients, but you've also got other clients in the fold as well. And let me just make sure I'm right here. You took the course in February,
yeah,
right? And you started marketing yourself shortly after that. So it's been maybe 8 weeks, six weeks.
Yes. In fact, the first client I got, I started marketing after I took the first three modules of your program, and that's the one I landed, that big one that I told you about.
So
and then the rest of them
the
I got
client.
After.
You landed a big client before you even finished with the program?
That's right.
Awesome. That is so cool.
I'm still pinching myself. I can't believe it, so it's pretty cool.
That is really cool. Okay, so now, what's in the future for Rachel Carl? I mean, what are you going to, what is your goals now? Are you looking to get more clients? Are you looking to establish yourself as the email autoresponder person for your niche? Or, you know, how has this changed the way that you look at your future career?
Well, okay, that's a big question. Let's see. But I would definitely like to get more clients. I think I would love to try to just get a hold of some more clients and just do, you know, a 7-to-10-part email series for them, maybe a couple times a month, get a couple more people doing stuff like that. I think that would be fun.
Okay.
And I love it when I can actually see the results of the emails that I'm sending out for them. Like the one guy that I handle all his promotions for, I actually handle everything, every aspect of that. So I can see all the statistics, all the clicks, all the opens and the clicks, and even, you know, some of that I know how much money I'm helping him make and off the promotions I'm writing. So that's so rewarding, just seeing that right there.
Yeah. And what's cool about that is you can look at some of the emails that have worked really well as opposed to some of the emails that are just doing so-so, and you can say, okay, these particular approaches are good for his audience, so I'm going to expand on those or use similar approaches in the future to maximize your efforts. Yeah,
exactly.
That's really cool.
And just
now,
to answer the part about what this means to me, it means freedom, really. Freedom to spend time with my family. I can take off in the middle of the day to go have lunch with some friends, which I've done several times, and I love that.
Yeah. Cool.
You know, just being able to work anywhere I want also is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, freedom is really what it means to me as a copywriter. And security, it's nice having the regular guys coming back again and again where you're not constantly scrambling to get clients.
Yeah. Freedom and security, I mean, two things that we all want. Two reasons why we all became copywriters, really.
That's right.
I mean, you know, that's, like I said before, this is the greatest way to make a living that I know of. Okay, I know you're busy. I know you probably want to get back to clicking and clacking on your keyboard there. So I'm going to ask you one last question here, and then we'll let you go. Do you feel like the Autoresponder Apprentice Program has paid off for you?
Oh, of course. Many times over.
That is amazing. I am so happy to talk with you today, Rachel. And I appreciate your time. Like I said, I know you're busy, and we'll let you get back to it. But thanks so much for taking your time today to talk to us. And good luck to you. Keep on cranking out those smoking hot emails.
Thank you. And thank you for writing this program. I love it.
Oh, no, I didn't pay her to say that, guys. Okay, I didn't pay her to say that. So, thanks, Rachel. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Now, you heard it, guys. I mean, she took the course in February. She's already got a handful of clients. She's got people sending her money every month and work coming in all the time. And she even took my course in a different direction. Inside my Autoresponder Apprentice course, I give you email templates to send to clients for prospective business. But she just took something that I had sent as a follow-up to promoting my course, right, to the copywriting community. She took one of those emails and molded it and shaped it into something for her client. And that's what, boom, got her the job right off the bat. So, I mean, she was just applying what she had learned and took something that I had already written. All the work was pretty much done. All she had to do was swap out some different, maybe a different want, need, desire problem, some different features and benefits, things that you can pull right from a sales letter, and bam, she's got an email that works right away. Okay, so, I mean, this is just one story, too. This is just one story of people that are making a tremendous impact on their copywriting career with emails and autoresponders, okay? And I got to tell you, this market is huge, and it's only getting bigger. I have people calling me and emailing me all the time wanting to know about my rates and availability, all right? It's ripe for the picking. This market is ripe for the picking, and talented copywriters who want to add, you know, a whole new dimension to their copywriting portfolio, not to mention another zero to their fees, are in place here. Or, you know, these types of copywriters can really jump in and take advantage of this ripe for the picking market. Okay, there's just too much money out there being left on the table, and I want to help you grab it, just like I helped Rachel. All right. But here's the deal, and listen close because this is important, all right? You've got to have the chops to write this stuff. You've got to know how to do it. You've got to know how to do it so it gets results, and you've got to know how to turn around projects fast and make every one of your emails sizzle, okay? And you've got to know how to get in front of the big-time clients and not, you know, I mean, you can write for the little guys all you want, but the big money is in the big clients, all right? So, you know, you've got to know the ways to get in front of the biggest names in the business, in the niches that you want to go into, because those are the people who have the biggest checkbooks, right? Okay, so that's why right now we're offering a very special limited-time deal on Autoresponder Apprentice, okay? So listen up. If you're serious about learning how to write killer emails, okay, the kind of emails that drive sales figures through the roof and bring, you know, tons of clients pounding on your door, that kind of thing, you know, and if you want to make six figures a year writing this type of copy, which, again, is fun, it's exhilarating, it's fulfilling, and it doesn't take pulling teeth out of your head to put down on paper, okay, here's what you'll get inside of Autoresponder Apprentice, okay? This is an 8-module training program that I put together for you. It's an audio course of about close to 9 hours. All right, so it's real easy to consume. You can listen to these things on the computer. You can download them to your iPod, put them on CD, listen to them in the car, whatever you want to do. And what happens is I'll basically walk you through the step-by-step process of writing an irresistible email from the subject line all the way to the PS, okay? I will give you tons of examples of things that I've written and things that other people have written, and I'll show you what works inside these emails and what doesn't, all right? I'll not only give you the theory on here's how to do it, I will give you examples that say here's how to apply it, and here's how it is applied, and here's why it worked, all right? And this is stuff that you can swipe. You see that Rachel has swiped one of my emails and used it for her to propel her career into the next level. All the stuff I'm giving you, you can use as well. Use the same ideas if they work. Use the same themes. Use the same types of stories. It's okay. I'm handing these all to you, all right? I'm going to give you insider secrets. I'm going to give you, you know, shortcuts to becoming an in-demand email and autoresponder copywriter and get you that healthy six-figure income and the freedom that you want, all right? But that's not all. That's not all you get with the Autoresponder Apprentice Program. You get a bunch of advanced training materials as well, okay? And this is where you really start to heat up and take things to the next level, okay? You'll get transcripts to everything, all right? All the audios, everything inside. You'll get transcripts so you can take notes and highlight things. I know a lot of you are more readers than listeners. This is right up your alley because you'll get transcripts to every module. You'll get cheat sheets. Okay, little things you can print out, put on your desk that will give you quick reference to certain things in my process that you can look at quickly and get ideas from. You'll get an unannounced bonus calls, okay? We're always doing these little calls based on questions that students have for me or issues that have come up. And so, you know, you'll have some of those coming along, all right? Really cool stuff that helps to make you a better email and autoresponder writer and to help you market yourself better, okay? And this is one of my favorite parts, and a lot of other people have said the same thing. I've got over a dozen of these, what I call over-the-shoulder critique videos, all right? What I've done is I've recorded these little 10, 12-minute videos where I'm basically critiquing an email on a screen and recording it via screencast. And some of these are my emails. Some of these are other people's emails. Some of them are student emails. Okay, and I'm basically walking you through it and saying, this is really good here because of this and this and this. This could use some work, and if I was writing this, I would change it, you know, in this way, shape, or form. I'm basically teaching you through the video how to write a better email by showing you what works and what doesn't in a present email. I'll even show you some of my stuff that I wrote early on and basically cringe as I walk you through it because there's things in there that I look at now and I go, ooh, yikes, but I'll show you how I would have made it better if I had written it now. Okay, there's over a dozen of those. You get access to all that stuff as a part of the Autoresponder Apprentice Program. We'll also have a private members-only forum where everyone can chat, get to know each other, ask me questions if you like, that kind of thing. It's a great community to be a part of. That's part of the program. Many, many more surprises, all right? Many more surprises. Now, you know, when we were first putting this thing together, you know, I asked a few people, I said, what do you think this is worth? And they were like, oh, man, $1,500 easy. You know, I had a couple people say $2,000, no problem. That's not what we're charging for this. That's not what the investment in Autoresponder Apprentice is, okay? A lot of people told me I was crazy to put it out there at the price that we agreed on with AWAI. And it is a steal. It is literally a steal at the price we're offering it now. And what's even crazier is that for the rest of this week up until midnight on Friday night, we're going to knock $100 off of the price just for those who were listening to this call. Okay, so as of right now, all the way up to midnight Eastern time on Friday night, you can take $100 off of the Autoresponder Apprentice Program. Okay, and that's not all. But wait, there's more. Okay, if you grab your copy before midnight Eastern on Friday, April 16th, that's this Friday, we'll not only knock $100 extra off the top, but we'll throw in an extra bonus webinar exclusively for those who are taking action immediately and starting their autoresponder and email copywriting career. Okay, that webinar is going to be held in a couple weeks, and that is going to be a critiquing type of webinar where students can send me emails, and I will critique them live during the webinar. So you can not only be a part of the program, you can not only save $100 right off the bat, but you can also have me critique one of your emails possibly in this upcoming webinar in a couple weeks. Okay? So, I mean, we're giving you a whole lot here, guys, and this is a great way to get into this market, just like Rachel did, and start actually making money as a copywriter, and good money, good money. The market is huge, okay? Now, I told you what you get inside the Autoresponder Apprentice Program, and I told you about the special deals that you get. Now, Denise, can you tell them where to get it?
Yes, I can, Jay.
All right.
It's very easy, folks. You're going to go to our website, and everyone knows it, I hope, awaionline.com, then /autoresponder. I mean, could it be easier? Autoresponder, AUTORESPONDER. When you click on that link, it'll take you to the order device, and it's good through Friday. Like Jay said, April 16th, $100 off and the special webinar. And the webinar alone, Jay, I mean, it's really great of you to do this because those sessions, they're audio, video. We get to see you looking at the emails, taking them apart. I mean, it's really a terrific experience, not just of your material, not just of the chance to meet you, which is also pretty cool, but to see what this whole world of autoresponder copy is all about.
Right, right. And, you know, I mean, we're going to have a lot of people submitting emails, sample emails for, you know, inclusion into the critique, and we're going to do as many as we can, but, you know, if you get yours to me and you know, there's a good possibility that I might be critiquing yours live in front of everybody and telling you exactly what works and what doesn't and how I would improve it. I'm not a cruel and mean person. I will be brutally honest with you, and I will tell you what is good about it. So it's a great, great program, and, you know, I just love hearing stories like Rachel's, and Rachel's story could be your story. It could honestly be your story, too. There's no reason why you can't be, you know, have a ton of autoresponder and email business in just a few weeks of taking this course. And,
I know.
I hope you take advantage of this because it's a huge, tremendous opportunity, and I'd love to see you become a part of it.
And it's very inspiring. I mean, she's so real and so excited about what's happening in her life, and it happened with this program. It's really great, Jay. It's such a wonderful situation to see something that's working for somebody right away. I'm very pleased. Thank you so much for arranging this interview. It was great talking with you today.
Well, thank you, Denise. It was good to hear from you again, and I appreciate everyone out there taking time out of their day. I know you're busy to listen to me, and I hope to see you inside Autoresponder Apprentice soon. I just, you know, I love helping people, and I will help you in any way, shape, or form that I can to become a better copywriter and to reach the goals that you've set for yourself. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Jay. Bye, everybody, and jump on over to awaionline.com/autoresponder.